If you wish to be a Stoic, stop replaying the past in your mind and cease being anxious about the future. Because to be enslaved by the illusions of what was or what might be is to forfeit your power in the present. And as a Stoic, you must understand that the mind is a powerful tool, capable of creating realities out of thoughts, shaping perceptions, and steering emotions. That's why you cannot afford to let it run wild. Instead, you must harness it to your advantage. Let it be your ally in the pursuit of virtue and your compass in navigating the present. Limit yourself to the present and start living immediately. In the wise words of Epictetus, if someone tried to take control of your body and make you a slave, you would fight for freedom. Yet how easily you hand over your mind to anyone who insults you. When you dwell on their words and let them dominate your thoughts, you make them your master. Unfortunately, instead of dismissing insults, we often let these negative comments to rent space in our minds. According to the Stoics, the mind was a fortress, not to be easily infiltrated by the words of outsiders. That's why they championed mental fortitude, understanding that the true battle but against their own reactions to these insults. Imagine navigating the stormy seas of life with the steadiness of a seasoned captain. Picture yourself facing life's whirlwinds with calmness and clarity, unshaken and poised. This isn't just the privilege of the lucky few, it's a skill you can master. Welcome to the transformative world of Stoicism, an ancient philosophy that empowers you to take control of your mind and, consequently, your life. Stoicism isn't just about enduring hardships, it's about thriving amidst them, turning every challenge into a stepping stone towards personal growth and inner peace. We will embark on a journey to discover the timeless wisdom of Stoic philosophers like Marcus Aurelius and learn how to harness the power of your mind to create a life of tranquility, resilience, and fulfillment. Embrace the Stoic path and unlock the doors to a more controlled, composed, and contented you. Your journey towards mastering your mind through the art of Stoicism begins now. In the bustling rhythm of modern life, where each day presents a fresh set of challenges and opportunities, the wisdom of Stoicism offers timeless guidance. Aurelius, a philosopher emperor, taught a profound lesson that resonates through the ages. Our perception of the world shapes our experience of it. This lesson is not just a philosophical musing, but a practical tool for navigating life's complexities. It underpins the Stoic belief in the power of the mind and the potential for inner peace regardless of external circumstances. Lesson 1. The power of perception, perceiving the world. Aurelius famously stated, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." This powerful sentiment forms the bedrock of our exploration. It suggests that the key to enduring happiness and strength lies not in altering our external world, but in transforming our internal one. Our perceptions, the lens through which we view our surroundings, shape our reality. By consciously choosing our perceptions, we can navigate life's vicissitudes with equanimity and grace. Practical exercise, reflective journaling. Each morning, write down your immediate thoughts and feelings. Throughout the day, note any negative perceptions and actively reframe them into positive or neutral perspectives. Reflect on how this changes your emotional response to events. Challenge a negative belief about a recurring situation by identifying evidence that contradicts it. For instance, if you believe you always perform poorly in meetings, recall a time you contributed effectively. Rationality as a guiding principle. Central to Aurelius's teachings is the role of rationality in human life. He saw reason as the guiding force, enabling us to discern between what is within our power and what lies beyond it. This discernment is crucial in focusing our energies productively. By understanding and accepting the limits of our control, we can invest our efforts in areas where we can truly make a difference. This philosophy teaches us to embrace rationality, not just as a way of thinking, but as a way of living. Embracing challenges as opportunities. Marcus Aurelius proposed a radical reframe of obstacles. The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way. This Stoic perspective sees challenges not as barriers, but as pathways to growth and development. When faced with adversity, instead of succumbing to despair, we are encouraged to find strength and resilience. This lesson is about transforming trials into triumphs, seeing every difficulty as a chance to practice virtues like patience, discipline, and resilience. The present moment and mortality. Another pivotal aspect of Aurelius's philosophy is the reflection on mortality. Far from being a morbid preoccupation, it serves as a powerful tool to cherish the present moment. You could leave life right now. Let that determine what you do and say and think. This awareness of life's transience urges us to live fully in the now, to appreciate each moment, and to infuse our actions with meaning and purpose. It's a call to live not just existentially but substantially, making the most of the time we have. Cultivating self-reflection and inner strength. Aurelius championed the practice of daily self-reflection. This practice is about understanding our motivations, actions, and place in the universe. It's a journey inward, seeking self-improvement and wisdom. Through self-reflection, we build our inner citadel, a fortress of the mind where we can find refuge and strength no matter the external chaos. This inner strength is vital in our pursuit of a virtuous life, where wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance become our guiding principles. The lesson from Marcus Aurelius on perception offers more than historical wisdom. It provides a practical framework for personal development and inner peace. It's a testament to the enduring power of Stoic philosophy and its relevance in our contemporary world. By mastering our perceptions, embracing rationality, confronting challenges, valuing the present, and cultivating inner strength, we can navigate life's uncertainties with a sense of purpose and poise. As we integrate these teachings into our lives, we honor the legacy of Aurelius and the profound insights of Stoicism, finding strength and tranquility in the fortress of our minds. Lesson 2, the Stoic practice of rationality and control. Building upon the foundation of Stoicism as taught by Marcus Aurelius, we delve into the second profound lesson, the practice of rationality and the understanding of control. This lesson, pivotal to Stoic philosophy, guides us in discerning the aspects of life within our control and those beyond it. It encourages us to invest our energies wisely, focusing on our internal fortitude rather than external circumstances, a theme Aurelius passionately advocated for. Practical exercise, rational decision-making. When faced with a decision, list the pros and cons. Ask yourself which choice aligns best with rational thought rather than emotional impulse. Practice this for small daily decisions to build the habit. When feeling overwhelmed, list out the aspects of the situation you can control versus those you cannot. Focus your energy on actionable items, letting go of concerns outside your control. Rationality, the heart of Stoicism. At the heart of this lesson is the Stoic emphasis on rationality. Stoicism teaches us to use reason as our compass, helping us navigate the often turbulent waters of life. Rationality allows us to distinguish between the good, the evil, and the indifferent, urging us to concentrate on what truly matters. This practice is not about suppressing emotions, but about understanding and managing them through the lens of reason. It's a call to a life where decisions, actions, and beliefs are grounded in thoughtful consideration rather than impulsive reactions. Control and acceptance. A core tenet of Stoicism is understanding the difference between what we can control and what we cannot. This distinction is vital in how we approach life's challenges. Aurelius prompts us to focus our efforts on our thoughts, actions, and attitudes, the realms where we have genuine control. Conversely, we are encouraged to develop acceptance for the things outside our influence, the unpredictable elements of life, like the actions of others, the past, and certain aspects of our future. Rational response to challenges. Marcus Aurelius taught that facing challenges with rationality transforms our experiences. When confronted with obstacles, instead of reacting with frustration or despair, we are encouraged to respond with a reasoned and measured approach. This perspective not only conserves our mental energy, but also opens up avenues for creative solutions and learning. Each challenge becomes a question to be answered logically and a problem to be solved wisely rather than an insurmountable barrier. The power of perception revisited. Tying back to the first lesson, the power of perception plays a significant role in this practice of rationality and control. Our perceptions, filtered through the sieve of rationality, determine our reactions to events around us. By choosing to perceive challenges as opportunities for growth, we align ourselves with Stoic philosophy. This conscious choice of perception under the guidance of reason is what empowers us to maintain tranquility amid chaos. Daily practice of rational thinking. Incorporating this lesson into our daily lives involves a consistent practice of rational thinking. This means regularly examining our thoughts, questioning our automatic reactions, and aligning our actions with our core values. It involves a daily commitment to self-reflection, ensuring that our decisions are made not in haste or emotion, but through careful, rational deliberation. This practice nurtures an inner resilience, enabling us to face life's uncertainties with confidence and calm. The Stoic practice of rationality and understanding of control is a powerful lesson in personal mastery. It teaches us to harness the power of our minds, to distinguish between the controllable and the uncontrollable, and to approach life with a balanced and reasoned perspective. As we integrate this wisdom into our lives, we find ourselves better equipped to handle whatever comes our way, embodying the strength and serenity at the core of Stoic philosophy. This lesson is not just about enduring life's storms, but about navigating them with a steady hand and a clear mind, an enduring testament to the timeless relevance of Marcus Aurelius's teachings. Lesson 3: Cultivating Mind Control and Inner Serenity. Moving deeper into the realm of Stoic philosophy, Lesson 3 focuses on an essential aspect of Stoicism, as taught by Marcus Aurelius: controlling the mind to achieve inner serenity. This lesson revolves around the principle that true peace comes from within, not from external circumstances. It explores the Stoic belief in the immense power of the mind and how we can harness it to cultivate a life of tranquility and resilience. The power of the mind. The Stoic philosophy posits that our inner world holds the key to our emotional and mental well-being. Marcus Aurelius, with his profound insights, taught that the turbulence we often experience is not due to external events, but rather our reactions to them. This realization empowers us to take control of our mental state. By mastering our thoughts and emotions, we can maintain a state of tranquility, irrespective of the external chaos that may surround us. Emotions and rationality. Stoicism doesn't advocate for the suppression of emotions, but rather for their understanding and rational management. Emotions are seen not as enemies, but as signals. The key is to interpret these signals through the lens of reason and logic. By doing so, we can respond to emotional situations with clarity and wisdom, preventing impulsive reactions that may lead to regret. Mindfulness and present moment awareness. A crucial aspect of controlling the mind according to Stoic principles is the practice of mindfulness and present moment awareness. This involves focusing our attention on the here and now, acknowledging thoughts and sensations without judgment. Aurelius advised that by anchoring ourselves in the present, we can escape the anxieties of the future and the regrets of the past, finding peace in the current moment. Self-reflection and personal growth. Another essential practice in mastering mind control is regular self-reflection. This process involves examining our thoughts, motivations, and actions, and aligning them with our core values and principles. Through self-reflection, we can identify areas for personal growth and develop strategies to enhance our mental fortitude. It's a journey of continuous self-improvement, where each day presents an opportunity to become a better version of ourselves. Building the inner citadel. Marcus Aurelius often spoke of the inner citadel, a fortress within ourselves where we can find refuge and strength. Building this inner citadel involves cultivating virtues like wisdom, courage, and temperance. It's about creating a mental space where tranquility reigns, irrespective of external circumstances. This inner stronghold becomes a source of strength and stability, helping us navigate life's challenges with composure and grace. Practical exercise. mindful breathing. In moments of stress, pause and focus on your breath for a few minutes. Use this time to detach from chaotic thoughts and return your mind to a state of calm. Practice saying, "I choose not to give this power over me," when encountering stressful situations. Recognize that your reaction is a choice. The third lesson from Stoic philosophy on controlling the mind is a powerful guide to achieving inner serenity. By understanding and managing our emotions through reason, practicing mindfulness, engaging in regular self-reflection, and building our inner citadel, we can attain a state of mental peace and resilience. This lesson teaches us that true serenity is not dependent on external factors, but is a result of how we manage our inner world. As we integrate these practices into our daily lives, we embody the Stoic ideal of a life well lived, marked by inner peace and mental strength. Lesson 4. Mastering responses to external events. Continuing our exploration of Stoic philosophy, we delve into Lesson 4, which focuses on mastering our responses to external events. This lesson, deeply rooted in the teachings of Marcus Aurelius, is a cornerstone of Stoic thought. It emphasizes that while we cannot always control what happens to us, we have absolute power over how we respond. This concept is crucial for maintaining mental equilibrium and cultivating a life of peace and resilience. Understanding the dichotomy of control. At the heart of this lesson lies the Stoic principle of the dichotomy of control, a concept that differentiates between what is within our power and what is not. Marcus Aurelius and other Stoic philosophers stressed the importance of focusing our energy on our own actions and attitudes, which are within our control, rather than external events, which are not. This understanding helps us to avoid unnecessary frustration and to direct our efforts more productively. Reframing our perception of challenges. An essential aspect of mastering responses to external events is the ability to reframe our perception of challenges. Instead of viewing obstacles as impediments, Stoicism teaches us to see them as opportunities for personal growth and the practice of virtue. This shift in perspective transforms our approach to life's difficulties, allowing us to engage with them constructively and with a calm mind. Emotional intelligence and Stoicism. Developing emotional intelligence is key to mastering our responses. This involves recognizing our emotional reactions, understanding their origins, and then responding in a way that aligns with our rational thought. By doing so, we prevent our emotions from overpowering our rational judgment, allowing us to make decisions that are in line with our values and long-term goals. Practicing mindful responses. Practicing mindfulness is a practical way to improve our responses to external events. Mindfulness teaches us to pause before reacting, giving us the space to choose a response rather than being driven by instinctive reactions. This pause is a powerful tool that aligns well with Stoic philosophy, as it allows us to respond with wisdom and equanimity. Learning from adversity. Stoicism teaches us to embrace adversity as a teacher. Every challenging situation or difficult person we encounter is an opportunity to practice virtues like patience, empathy, and fortitude. By adopting this mindset, we transform our experiences of adversity into valuable lessons that contribute to our personal growth and strengthen our character. Practical exercise, the Stoic pause. Whenever you feel a strong emotional reaction, pause for 10 seconds before responding. Use this time to consider a rational and composed reaction. If you receive criticism, instead of reacting defensively, take a moment to consider if there's constructive feedback. Respond thoughtfully, focusing on learning rather than reacting. Lesson 4 of Stoic philosophy on mastering responses to external events is a profound guide to living a balanced and fulfilling life. It teaches us that while we may not have control over every circumstance we encounter, we have complete control over how we respond to them. By understanding the dichotomy of control, reframing our perception of challenges, developing emotional intelligence, practicing mindful responses, and learning from adversity, we can navigate life's uncertainties with poise and resilience. This lesson empowers us to live in harmony with the world around us, responding to life's ebbs and flows with a steady and serene mind. Lesson 5. Developing resilience through acceptance. In our continuing journey through Stoic philosophy, we arrive at Lesson 5, which centers on the development of resilience through acceptance. This lesson, deeply inspired by the teachings of Marcus Aurelius and other Stoic thinkers, explores the concept of accepting what we cannot change, and using this acceptance as a foundation for building mental strength and resilience. The Stoic view on acceptance. Stoicism teaches that much of our distress comes not from external events themselves, but from our resistance to them. The Stoics, including Aurelius, advocated for a radical acceptance of whatever life presents us. This doesn't mean passive resignation, but rather an active acceptance that acknowledges the reality of the situation and then works within those parameters. Control and acceptance interplay. This lesson builds upon the earlier concept of the dichotomy of control by emphasizing that our power lies in our reactions, not in the events themselves. While we cannot control all the external happenings, we can control our attitude towards them. Accepting this fact is liberating and forms the basis of Stoic resilience. Resilience in the face of adversity. The core of Stoic resilience lies in facing adversity with a calm and composed mind. Stoicism doesn't advocate for avoiding or denying difficulties, but rather for confronting them with a clear and rational mind. By doing so, we become more adaptable and robust, capable of withstanding life's inevitable challenges. The practice of mindful acceptance. Incorporating mindfulness into our daily routine aids in practicing acceptance. Mindfulness encourages us to observe our thoughts and feelings without judgment and to accept them as they are. This acceptance is not about giving up or being defeated. It's about recognizing our current reality and working from there, learning from nature and the universe. Stoicism also teaches us to look to nature and the universe as models of acceptance. The natural world does not resist the seasons or the weather. It adapts and endures. Similarly, we are encouraged to embrace the natural flow of life, understanding that change and impermanence are inherent aspects of existence. Practical exercise, daily acceptance affirmations. Each morning, identify one thing outside your control and verbally accept it. It could be as simple as acknowledging the weather. This practice builds acceptance of larger, uncontrollable life events. When experiencing a setback, instead of dwelling on frustration, acknowledge it as part of your journey. Reflect on what it teaches you about persistence or adaptability. Lesson 5 of Stoic philosophy on developing resilience through acceptance is a powerful guide to mental and emotional fortitude. By understanding and embracing the Stoic practice of acceptance, we learn to face life's uncertainties not with fear and resistance, but with strength and flexibility. This approach allows us to build resilience, adapt to change, and emerge from challenges with a deeper understanding and appreciation of life. Through acceptance, we cultivate a mindset that is not easily shaken by the vicissitudes of life, embodying the true essence of Stoic resilience. Lesson 6. Fostering emotional agility with Stoicism. As we progress in our exploration of Stoic philosophy, Lesson 6 focuses on fostering emotional agility as a means to control the mind. This concept, deeply ingrained in the teachings of Marcus Aurelius and other Stoic philosophers, is about developing the ability to navigate our emotions effectively, allowing us to respond to life's vicissitudes with resilience and wisdom. Understanding emotional agility. Emotional agility in Stoicism is the ability to experience our emotions fully while maintaining the capacity to think and act rationally. It involves recognizing and accepting our emotions without being overwhelmed or controlled by them. This skill is crucial in enabling us to face life's challenges with clarity and balance. The role of rationality in emotional life. In Stoic thought, rationality plays a key role in managing emotions. Marcus Aurelius and his Stoic contemporaries taught that while emotions are a natural part of our human experience, it is our rational mind that should guide our responses to these emotions. This doesn't imply suppressing or ignoring emotions, but understanding them through a lens of reason and wisdom. Practicing mindfulness and self-awareness. To develop emotional agility, Stoicism advocates for regular practice of mindfulness and self-awareness. This involves observing our emotions as they arise, understanding their triggers, and acknowledging their transient nature. By becoming more aware of our emotional patterns, we can respond to them in ways that align with our values and objectives. Balancing emotional and rational responses. The essence of emotional agility lies in finding a balance between emotional and rational responses. It's about allowing ourselves to feel our emotions fully, while simultaneously engaging our rational mind to decide the best course of action. This balance is what allows us to navigate complex situations with both empathy and logic. Learning from emotional experiences. Stoicism encourages us to view every emotional experience as an opportunity for learning and growth. By reflecting on our emotional responses and understanding their roots, we can gain insights into our deeper values and beliefs. This process of reflection and learning helps us to develop greater emotional intelligence over time. Practical exercise: emotional labeling. Whenever you feel a strong emotion, label it, "I am feeling anxious." Then, rationalize why you feel this way and how you can address it logically. In moments of joy, take time to fully experience and savor the emotion. Reflect on what this positive emotion teaches you about your values and priorities. Lesson 6 on fostering emotional agility with Stoicism offers valuable guidance for controlling the mind and leading a balanced life. By cultivating the ability to manage our emotions with rationality and mindfulness, we equip ourselves to face life's ups and downs with poise and resilience. Emotional agility, as taught by Stoic philosophy, is not about detachment from our emotions, but about engaging with them in a thoughtful and constructive manner. It empowers us to navigate our emotional landscape with wisdom and grace, making us more adaptable, empathetic, and effective in our personal and professional lives. Lesson 7. Cultivating Stoic Detachment for Mental Equilibrium. In our exploration of Stoic philosophy, Lesson 7 delves into the practice of Stoic detachment as a method for controlling the mind. This lesson, rooted in the teachings of Marcus Aurelius and other Stoic philosophers, emphasizes the importance of cultivating a sense of detachment from external circumstances and internal emotions to achieve mental equilibrium, the essence of Stoic detachment. Stoic detachment is not about indifference or a lack of empathy, but rather about maintaining an objective distance from things we cannot control. It involves recognizing that our happiness and peace of mind should not be dependent on external factors or the flux of our emotions. This detachment allows us to respond to life's events with clarity and composure, separating us from events. A key aspect of Stoic detachment is learning to separate our core self from the events that occur around us. This separation helps us understand that while we may be affected by external events, they do not define us or our capacity for happiness. By internalizing this, we gain a greater sense of control over our reactions and mental state. Mindfulness and the art of observation. Practicing mindfulness plays a crucial role in cultivating Stoic detachment. Mindfulness teaches us to observe our thoughts and feelings as they are, without getting entangled in them. This observational stance is a form of detachment that allows us to experience emotions without being overwhelmed by them, thus maintaining our mental equilibrium. Embracing impermanence. Stoic philosophy teaches the importance of embracing the impermanence of life and all its experiences. By acknowledging that change is the only constant, we learn to detach ourselves from a desire for permanence in external conditions. This understanding helps us to accept life's transitory nature and find peace in the present moment. Detachment and decision-making. Developing a sense of detachment aids in making more rational and well-thought-out decisions. When we are not overly attached to outcomes or swayed by strong emotions, we can assess situations more objectively and make choices that are aligned with our core principles and long-term goals. Practical exercise: detachment reflection. Identify a situation that typically upsets you, reflect on why it affects you, and practice viewing it objectively, without emotional attachment. When watching the news and feeling overwhelmed by global events, remind yourself of your circle of influence and focus your energy there, practicing detachment from global worries. Lesson 7 on cultivating stoic detachment is a vital component of controlling the mind and achieving mental equilibrium. It teaches us to maintain a healthy distance from things beyond our control and to observe our emotions without being dominated by them. This detachment is not a form of escapism, but a strategic approach to living a balanced and fulfilling life. It allows us to navigate the complexities of life with a calm and steady mind, making decisions that are in harmony with our inner wisdom and stoic principles. Lesson 8, the stoic practice of reflective meditation. In the 8th lesson of our journey through stoic philosophy, we focus on the practice of reflective meditation as a means of controlling the mind. Stemming from the teachings of Marcus Aurelius and other stoic thinkers, this lesson highlights the importance of introspection and contemplation in achieving mental clarity and self-mastery. Understanding reflective meditation. Reflective meditation in Stoicism involves a deep and thoughtful examination of one's thoughts, actions, and experiences. Unlike other forms of meditation that emphasize clearing the mind, Stoic reflective meditation encourages active engagement with one's inner thoughts and feelings, analyzing them through the lens of Stoic principles. The role of self-examination. Central to this practice is the concept of self-examination. It involves regularly assessing our behaviors and attitudes, asking ourselves whether they align with Stoic virtues like wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance. This introspective process helps us identify areas for personal growth and cultivate a more disciplined and virtuous life. Cultivating mindful awareness. Reflective meditation also entails cultivating a heightened sense of awareness about our present moment experiences. By being fully present and mindful, we can observe our thoughts and emotions without getting swept away by them. This practice enables us to maintain a calm and balanced state of mind, even in challenging situations. Learning from daily experiences. A significant aspect of reflective meditation is learning from our daily experiences. By reflecting on our interactions, challenges, and even mundane activities, we can gain valuable insights into our character and how we respond to the world around us. This ongoing learning process is essential for personal development and emotional maturity. Applying Stoic wisdom. Incorporating Stoic wisdom into reflective meditation enriches the practice. Contemplating the teachings of Stoic philosophers like Marcus Aurelius provides a framework for our reflections. It guides us in evaluating our actions and thoughts against Stoic ideals and in finding practical applications of these philosophies in our daily lives. Practical exercise, evening Stoic reflection. Spend 10 minutes each evening reflecting on your day. Consider how Stoic principles were, or were not, applied in your actions and thoughts, and plan for improvements the next day. Visualize a challenging scenario and mentally rehearse how you might apply Stoic principles in that situation, focusing on maintaining inner peace and rational thinking. Lesson 8. On the Stoic practice of reflective meditation is a powerful tool for controlling the mind and fostering personal growth. This practice encourages us to engage deeply with our inner selves, examine our lives through Stoic principles, and learn from our experiences. By regularly practicing reflective meditation, we can develop a greater understanding of ourselves, enhance our decision-making abilities, and lead a more mindful and virtuous life, in line with the teachings of Stoic philosophy. Lesson 9, embracing amor fati, loving one's fate. In our continuing exploration of Stoic philosophy, Lesson 9 revolves around the concept of amor fati, a term that translates to love of fate or love of one's fate. This Stoic principle, emphasized by Marcus Aurelius and later adopted and expanded by Friedrich Nietzsche, teaches the importance of embracing everything that happens in life, both good and bad, with a loving acceptance. This mindset is integral to controlling the mind and achieving serenity. The essence of amor fati. Amor Fati is about more than just accepting one's fate. It's about actively loving and embracing everything that life throws our way. It's the understanding that everything that occurs, be it seemingly positive or negative, is an essential part of the tapestry of our existence. This concept encourages us to see every event, every moment, as an opportunity for growth and learning, beyond mere resignation. It's crucial to differentiate Amor Fati from passive resignation. While resignation implies a sense of helplessness or defeat, Amor Fati is a proactive love and enthusiasm for life in all its forms. It's an attitude that champions the idea of making the best out of every situation, finding joy and purpose in whatever happens, and refusing to be victimized by the vicissitudes of life. Integrating Amor Fati into daily life. To integrate Amor Fati into our daily lives, we must start by reframing our perspective on challenges and adversities. Instead of viewing them as obstacles, we can see them as necessary parts of our life's journey, chosen for us by the universe to help us grow. This shift in mindset transforms our experience of these events, allowing us to approach them with a positive and constructive attitude. The role of mindfulness and gratitude. Mindfulness and gratitude are key components in practicing Amor Fati. Being mindful allows us to fully experience and appreciate the present moment, while gratitude helps us find value and meaning in all our experiences. By cultivating these attitudes, we can strengthen our ability to love our fate, whatever it may entail, facing life with courage and optimism. Embracing Amor Fati requires a certain level of courage and optimism. It's about having the bravery to face whatever life presents and the optimism to believe that, ultimately, everything happens for our growth and betterment. This approach to life empowers us to live more fully without fear of the unknown or resistance to change. Lesson 9 on embracing Amor Fati is a profound aspect of Stoic philosophy and a pivotal concept in controlling the mind. By loving our fate, we accept and appreciate the full spectrum of life's experiences, using them as catalysts for personal growth and happiness. This Stoic practice teaches us to approach life with joy, resilience, and a deep sense of fulfillment, finding harmony with the course of our lives, whatever direction it may take. Practical exercise: gratitude journaling. Write down one challenging event each day and find something positive or a learning opportunity in it. This cultivates an attitude of loving what fate brings. In a difficult life phase like job loss, focus on the opportunities it presents, such as time for self-improvement or exploring new career paths, embodying the love of one's fate. Lesson 10, practicing Stoic indifference for inner tranquility. In the final lesson of our series on Stoic philosophy, we explore the concept of Stoic indifference, an essential practice for mind control and achieving inner tranquility. This principle, central to the teachings of Marcus Aurelius and other Stoic philosophers, involves cultivating an attitude of indifference towards things that are beyond our control. Understanding Stoic indifference. Stoic indifference is about maintaining a composed and balanced state of mind regardless of external circumstances. It involves distinguishing between what matters and what doesn't, what is within our control and what isn't. The Stoics teach us that while we should care deeply about our character and actions, we should remain indifferent to things outside our influence. The dichotomy of control revisited. This concept revisits the Stoic dichotomy of control. We are encouraged to invest our emotional energy and focus only on things we can change or influence. For everything else, we practice indifference. This doesn't mean we don't acknowledge these external events, but rather that we don't let them disturb our inner peace. Emotional equanimity and rational response. Stoic indifference also involves maintaining emotional equanimity by not allowing ourselves to be overly elated by positive events or unduly distressed by negative ones. We can respond to all situations with a level head and rational thought. This balanced emotional state is crucial for making wise decisions and living a life aligned with Stoic virtues. Practical application in daily life. Applying Stoic indifference in daily life means being mindful of our reactions to external events. It involves asking ourselves whether our emotional response is proportional and whether the matter is within our control. If it's not, we gently guide ourselves back to a state of calm indifference, focusing our energy on our actions and attitudes. Developing resilience through indifference. An important benefit of practicing stoic indifference is the development of resilience. By not being swayed by every twist and turn of fate, we build a robustness of character and mind. This resilience enables us to face life's challenges with strength and composure, undisturbed by the chaos that may surround us. Practical exercise, indifference in action. When encountering a minor inconvenience like a long line, consciously remind yourself that it is insignificant in the grand scheme and practice remaining calm and indifferent. If a planned outing gets canceled instead of feeling disappointed, use the time for self-reflection or a personal hobby, practicing indifference to changed plans. Lesson 10 on practicing stoic indifference is a vital component in controlling the mind and achieving a state of inner tranquility. This practice teaches us to focus on what truly matters, our actions, decisions, and character, while maintaining a composed detachment from what we cannot control. By embracing stoic indifference, we can navigate life's uncertainties with grace and poise, maintaining our inner peace amidst the ever-changing tides of external circumstances. As we conclude our enlightening journey through the world of Stoicism, remember that the power to shape your reality lies within the fortress of your own mind. You have now been equipped with the ancient yet timeless tools of Stoic wisdom, each one a key to unlocking greater mental strength, tranquility, and resilience. Carry these teachings with you as you sail through life's ever-changing tides. Let the storms come. You are now the master of your own mind, a skilled navigator in the vast ocean of existence. Embrace each day as an opportunity to practice these principles, to cultivate a life of purpose, balance, and inner peace. Remember, in the words of Marcus Aurelius, you have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this and you will find strength. Thank you for joining us on this transformative journey. May the Stoic path lead you to a life of serenity and fulfillment. Continue to control your mind and let it be your greatest ally in the art of living well. Until our paths cross again, fare forward with the calm confidence of a true Stoic.